Welcome to Beyond the High Road. You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 39. Stay tuned. Well, hello. The Healing Reinvention Program is still open, you guys. And this next month, the month of July, is going to be working on your purpose. Yep. Go to Beyond the High Road to find out more information. Today, we're going to be talking about disparaging remarks and not letting them steal your thunder. The reason this came up is something recently happened. I actually had a different topic planned for this week. And yesterday morning, I got up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to attack the day. I had my clients in the morning, and then I had research planned for a couple hours in the afternoon, and then I was going to start recording the episode. So I was super excited. And as the day went on, I noticed I was getting like progressively tired. Also progressively like cranky pants, a little bit less tolerant, less patient, feeling just rushed and just not happy overall. I didn't know why. I couldn't pinpoint it. I can tell you now that I didn't stop and like empty my thoughts out on a piece of paper like I normally do. I didn't. I just tried to push through because I told myself I have a lot to do and whatever. But I was cranky AF, let's just say. I was so tired. I tired myself out so much that last night I crawled into bed at 7:30. Now, I didn't go to sleep at 7:30, but I got my ass into bed at 7:30 because I was that tired. So at around 10:45 or 11, when I was still tossing and turning and hadn't fallen asleep yet, I finally questioned what was going on. I was like, what is happening with me? You know when there's like an annoying noise and you don't know that there's an annoying noise until the noise stops? And then you're like, oh, thank God, that was annoying the shit out of me. That is what happened at 11 p.m. last night. Actually, it was maybe later than that, maybe 11:30. I realized what was going on in my brain, what all the fuss was about, and then I was able to fall asleep like that. Like, I don't remember thinking a thing after that. Just conk right out. And here's what it was. A couple of weeks ago, I got a call from somebody. I'm going to keep this very vague for a few reasons. The biggest reason being that I want to protect my daughter's privacy and then, of course, not pulling a negativity onto me. But so I got a call from somebody who spoke with the other party telling me some of the disparaging remarks that were being made. Some accusations, yeah, I would say. Some like definitely like character assassination, right? What the accusations were. I'm in Florida. Geographically, it's not desirable for me to go and do what these accusations are insinuating. Let's just put it that way. Ridiculous. I heard them and I just didn't even bother me. Like, you know, when you hear somebody say something and you're not affected by it because you just know it's like, it's absurd. And I do remember being on the phone with this person right after they told me, and I could tell that they were like, well, aren't you, where's the reaction sort of thing. And I remember saying something like, yeah, but why? It's not worth my time. Well, that's what happened. This was a couple weeks ago. Never even thought about it again. And I forgot about it. Pretty much, I thought I did. But yesterday, I started doing the research. And about an hour in, I started noticing I was tired. I was less tolerant. I felt bitchy. I was just in a place and I didn't even really know why. And it was increasing throughout the day. So I finally was like, forget it. Just calling it a day. Fuck it. Going to bed. And as I'm laying in bed at almost 11 p.m. and I went to bed at 7:30, I'm wondering why I can't fall asleep and I'm tossing and turning. And then I realized that, holy shit, you know, in a group of people, there's like the instigator. There's like one person that's always trying to get a rise, like get two people like into a fight. Usually it's like in high school or as kids. I had one part of my brain playing tricks on me yesterday, and I didn't catch on. There was this part of me that was like, hey, remember when your ex said that thing about you? Aren't you mad about that? And I remember it happening. Like, I was sitting in this very spot yesterday doing the research, and I was like, you know, I'm not mad about that. Like, I fully answered it. Yeah, I'm not mad about that. Let's move forward. Doesn't make any sense. Then it came up again, and it came up again, like the annoying pest. That instigator was like, why isn't this bothering you? Like, it should totally bother you. And so I was having this conversation going on in the background of my mind that I wasn't aware of. And then with going on through my day and growing less and less tolerant, the whole afternoon was sort of like a wash. I realized from where I went earlier in the day where I was like, it's not even a thing. It doesn't bother me. As the afternoon and evening went on, I slowly gave into it. Now, I never got full on like pissed off about it or like fired up, but I was irked all day long, right? Thinking about this, I was giving my energy over to this thing that my daughter's father was saying about me that made no sense. But this is how the brain works. So the point I'm trying to make here is if you are not consistently aware, your brain will take you to the negative and run with it. That negativity will end up stealing and blocking you from creating a life that you want to live. Okay? That is the point of this episode. The ways that you specifically get triggered into falling into a neggy spot. I think it's so helpful for you to become aware of when it's happening. Yesterday, what I was doing was important to me. I really love doing the research and especially neuroscience, anything having to do with healing from trauma. And I allowed that instigator part of the brain steal my thunder there and hijack my mind. It ended up blocking me from doing the work that I really wanted to be doing yesterday. I mean, I caught it. Years ago, I would have never caught that. I would never have been aware of what was going on. I would have actually jumped into that story probably when I was told the news a couple weeks ago, and I might still be on it today. Just gone in on the drama. I would have maybe talked to other people about it and just like fed in to the negativity. And for what? I might have written emails. I might have gone full confrontation with my ex about these remarks, these things that he said, trying to defend myself, defend my own honor. But I've done that before. And defending yourself to the pathological parent does not work. It doesn't work. I know that you know that. But as logical as it sounds, you ever like watch yourself while you're flying off the handle in slow motion, but you just can't stop it. It's like you're watching it happen. You're like, oh, I'm going to regret this, but you keep going. You can mitigate, avoid that whole thing happening. For instance, a text war. I know that each and every one of you knows what I'm talking about here. When they accuse you via text or email about doing A, B, and C, and they are berating you in this 4-page long email of all the awful things that you do. This is actually bringing me back to the day. The micromanaging, belittling emails for the sole purpose of just being dicky about it. We get activated when that happens. And even though we may know that those things that they're saying aren't true or aren't valid or seem completely absurd and ridiculous, for some reason, you always want to defend yourself. Maybe you don't want to defend yourself, but you feel the need to. You have this like undeniable urge to defend yourself. I know you know what I'm talking about. A couple few years ago, I would have been drafting emails. I would have been pissed. And not because I believed any of these things or that I thought any of this stuff was incriminating, but more because there was that part in my brain that was saying, hey, they're saying bad things about you, and that's not acceptable, and that's not right. If they're saying those things to whoever else, they're obviously saying them to your daughter. So what the fuck? You need to defend yourself, defend your own honor, right? That's how it would have been. It would have become a righteous thing for me. I would have been all over that. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, but every single time, and I'm going to guess that there were hundreds where I would get some berating email and I would always respond. Drafting that email took me sometimes hours to do because I wanted to word it just right so that I didn't cause them to respond, like overreact and bring the wrath of them onto me and onto my daughter. But at the same time, I wanted to say things succinct and have them hit just the right way. That shit took so much energy and I was always drained after concocting these responses back to them, right? Defending myself. I spent way too much fucking energy responding to the accusations and the negativity. So much time, so much of my life. And you know that feeling when you're fully activated. And like for me anyway, my full body feels it, like that a weird, like fainty kind of feeling when I'm in that place of feeling attacked, right? When I'm feeling like they're saying things about me and it's not right. So what that does to your entire body and then to your brain, what it does to your brain habits, it's not healthy. It's not good. It steals your thunder. It steals your positivity. It steals your passion. It steals your purpose. That whole distraction of concerning yourself with what other people are saying, namely the person who's alienating your child from you or any of their flying monkeys, when you take the bait, when you feel the need to respond or defend yourself, even to yourself, when you start to believe that you need to even dignify it with a reaction, you block yourself from all of your positivity, your purpose, your light, okay? And you know, as well as I know, that defending yourself never does anything. As far as for your case, if you're going to defend yourself, and let's say if you're actively in the process of going back to court, then you document everything that was written to you. You save it, you keep it in a file folder, and that is it. Then you deal with it at court. That is the most energy that probably, I don't want to say should, but I think if I was doing it over again, that is how I would do it. The most energy that would ever be put into any of the flying accusations, any of the disparaging remarks or whatever, is just to log, document, put into a file folder for later. Otherwise, falling into allowing that energy to seep into my life is not acceptable anymore for me. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I mean, what happened yesterday with me, something so simple and pretty harmless, but still, I noticed that slowly throughout the day, I was more and more tired. I was a little bit less patient. I was whatever. I couldn't go to sleep last night. All because there was this part of the brain back there that was trying to get me to take the bait. Years ago, you guys have heard me talk about this, how stuck I was. I was so stuck. I felt like it was a fact that I could prove it to the world that I was stuck and there was no way out. And it was because of stories like these, like this story, this little story had potential to do a lot of damage. That's what happens when we give into and allow that kind of negativity into our lives. When we're used to it at first, like when I first began to like actively manage my mind, this was a very difficult, requiring a lot of work, tiring process to be aware and like be on alert for my propensity to lean towards the negative. Identify like, I guess like as an urge. It's like an urge that we feel, that I felt. It's so easy to react when somebody says something about you. It just seems so necessary to defend your honor, to have the appropriate response via email. Like you feel like it's so necessary to deny all accusations in writing, but it's not. It's really not. Allowing that kind of negativity, giving energy back to when people, whether it's the person who's alienating your child from you or anybody for that matter, when people are trying to bait you, throwing you that line, you don't have to bite. And I'm telling you, the peace that you find by not taking the bait is so worth it. It's so worth it to let it go. At first, like I said, it's not as easy to do it. And you feel like your brain will tell you, no, but you should have defended yourself. That's not right what they're doing. That's not right. And like, I just don't agree. I don't agree that that is the best course of action. I mean, you do what you think for you. I know for me, responding and allowing, like opening up to that negativity is so taxing. And it's such a blocker. If you are at this time, like you're trying to better your life, rebuild in any or all areas of your life, If you are trying to move through the trauma, move from the suffering and into the light, the best thing that you can do is protect yourself by not giving in, not taking the bait, not putting back energy into that negativity. It'll only drag you down. Also, too, if you're really working hard, maybe gone to therapy and if you've done some work on yourself, each time you respond or allow yourself to become activated or give the energy over to them when you hear the disparaging remarks, the accusations, the belittling, whatever, all of those things, you also then reinforce your brain's habit to veer towards the negative. It's just like any other urge, an urge to eat, an urge to drink something. When you learn, train yourself and are diligent about not allowing yourself to answer the urge to respond or defend yourself, then you build a little bit more strength towards that until it becomes the normal, natural, obvious response for your brain. And then your default response is toward the positive, as opposed to this negative where I for sure was a few years back. And so now I think my tolerance for negativity is so much lower, which I am very happy about. Like I just don't allow it. I just let it go. It's not important. Defending my reputation isn't, it's not that it doesn't, I'm sure you guys know, if you've done it before, if you fed into it, you know it doesn't do anything. You think it's super important, but it never is. If you're weighing the option, is defending yourself, is that more important than your peace and your sanity? When it comes to this, you can't have both. You're either picking the negativity and the defending yourself to the pathogenic parent, or you're picking your peace and your sanity. So anyway, I would urge you to become aware of when you're giving into that negativity, because it's blocking your light. It blocks your creativity. So I think that's something to remind yourself in the moments that maybe comes to you. Oh, guess what so-and-so said? Oh, they're still accusing you of this, that, and whatever. When you want to send the text telling them to stop, or you feeling the need to defend yourself, remind you too that by doing that, you're only giving over your power. If you want to protect yourself, put them out of your mind and keep on your path of building your life, rebuilding your life. Those kinds of things are only distractions and will only cause you to get stuck in the mud again. Okay? I know a lot of you guys are tempted, you know, to give in. I wonder how many hours collectively we have wasted on concocting responses to that toxicity. So if you're wanting to rebuild your life, if you want to be finding more purpose and more passion in your life, the quickest way to shut that shit down is to give in to that negativity. Don't do it. So that's all I have to say. Like I said, I had another episode planned for this week, but that will have to just wait until next week, because I gave in without even realizing it, unconsciously gave in to the negativity yesterday. That is all. The Healing Reinvention Program is still open, you guys. And this next month, we are going to be working on your purpose. Okay. So the month of July is going to be working on your purpose. Go to Beyond the High Road to find out more information. And that is all. You guys, please rate and review if you haven't already. I would love it. Wherever you get your podcast. Okay, ciao. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.